To some breaking news tonight, the United States has carried out airstrikes in Syria targeting a militia supported by Iran. Now, this move is a response to a series of rocket attacks against U.S. targets in Iraq. This is the first known offensive military operation carried out by the Biden administration. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now with more. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mary Louise.
What more do we know at this point?
Well, not a lot. A statement to the media from the Pentagon says U.S. military forces have conducted airstrikes against infrastructure used by militant groups in eastern Syria. And I'm told this is the Abu Kamal crossing point between Syria and Iraq. I'm told it was fixed-wing manned aircraft that took part in these strikes. Mm-hmm. No detail at this point on casualties. And the President Biden, of course, authorized these strikes, and the Pentagon said that, quote, President Biden will act to protect American and coalition personnel, and at the same time, we have acted in a what they call a deliberate manner that aims to de-escalate the overall situation in both eastern Syria and Iraq, and we'll see if it actually de-escalates.
Yeah. I said this is a response to a series of rocket attacks against U.S. targets in Iraq. Just remind us what exactly was going on with those attacks.
Right. Just over a week ago, there were 14 missiles in the senses they were fired by Iranian-backed militias at in Erbil, Iraq, and the airport there, and there's also the U.S. facility there. One non-U.S. civilian contractor was killed in those missile strikes. Nine others were wounded, including a U.S. service member. And that's why they're saying they're doing this. They're basically sending the message, and they say, again, it's a proportionate measure in addressing the what we believe to be Iranian-backed Shia militia groups firing missiles at Erbil, Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, just help people trying to make sense of how big a deal this is, why this is happening. You know, people who many of us don't follow every single incident unfolding in the region. I mean, you were just in Syria last year. Give me a sense of why this is happening here.
Well, what's unusual is they're hitting the Iranian militias in Syria. I don't recall that ever happening before. They have done it in Iraq. It may be that they're striking Iranian-backed groups in Syria because of the political problems of U.S. airstrikes in Iraq itself. Syria is still very much a basket case. You have the Iranians supporting the Syrian regime of Bashar Assad, along with the Russians. You still have some 900 U.S. forces there going after the remnants of ISIS and also assisting Kurdish forces there who are fighting ISIS. Now, when I was there, the U.S. attacked ISIS forces on a number of occasions with airstrikes and also, Mary Louise, 3 years ago, attacked Russian mercenaries with airstrikes when they were about to overrun a U.S. base. I don't recall the U.S. forces, again, ever hitting Iranian forces in Syria. So this could be something quite new.
Okay, that is NPR's Tom Bowman reporting on News Tonight. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Syria targeting a militia supported by Iran. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.